Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, the series that keeps you updated with our ever-changing industry. For those of you who have been watching the series for a while now, you know how this goes, but for those that are new, welcome. We'll be covering the latest in manufacturing, packaging, coating, sustainability, and much more. I'm your host, Alexa, and today we'll discuss topics ranging from the USDA combating hunger, to the USDA establishing new standards for organic poultry, to how anaerobic digestion can help reduce food waste, and lastly, female talent in the manufacturing industry. In a significant move, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced today that the U.S. Department of Agriculture, also known as the USDA, is allocating a substantial $2.3 billion to address pressing issues in American agriculture and global food security. The funds are sourced from the Commodity Credit Corporation, also known as the CCC, and serve a dual purpose, responding to key challenges in the agriculture industry and the urgent need to combat hunger on a global scale. Out of the $2.3 billion, a notable $1.3 billion is earmarked for the Regional Agriculture Promotion Program, also known as RAP, and support for specialty crop industries. The primary objective here is to diversify export markets, ensuring that American producers can keep ahead of the growing agriculture trade deficit. This deficit, currently at $19 billion, is projected to expand to $27.5 billion in 2024. A striking fact, for every $1 invested in export market development, exports are boosted by $24.50. This not only aids American agriculture, but has a direct impact on farm income and prices. The new $1.3 billion investment in RAP will not only enable exporters to break into new markets, but also to secure a larger share in growing markets. Moreover, it will provide targeted technical assistance to the specialty crops industry, aiding its entry into markets that often impose challenging non-tariff barriers. In the face of recent disruptions to supply chains and ongoing conflicts, the need for food security globally has never been more urgent. According to the Global Report on Food Crises and the FAO, an estimated 205 million people require life-saving food assistance, while a staggering 768 million people are grappling with chronic hunger worldwide. The United States, which produces more commodities than it consumes, stands ready to bridge this gap. The USDA will purchase commodities and partner with the USAID, the lead federal agency on international emergency food aid programs, to ensure that food reaches those who need it most. The allocation of $1 billion for this purpose will not only support global hunger relief, but also bolster U.S. agriculture by purchasing surplus commodities. In essence, the USDA's allocation of $2.3 billion signifies a comprehensive strategy to reinforce American agriculture and address the pressing issue of global hunger. It recognizes the need to diversify markets to counteract a growing trade deficit and to provide substantial food aid in response to global challenges. This move underscores the crucial role of the Commodity Credit Corporation in supporting American producers and contributing to global food security. Moving on, in a significant development, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack took the stage to present the final rule for the Organic Livestock and Poultry Standard, also known as OLPS. The OLPS final rule represents a watershed moment for the organic industry, setting forth clear, robust, and consistent standards for the production of organic livestock and poultry. This rule is designed to level the playing field for organic livestock farmers, ranchers, and businesses, ultimately creating fairer and more competitive markets for their products. It also prioritizes transparency for consumers regarding their organic purchases. At its core, the OLPS rule embodies the USDA's commitment to establish a more equitable, transparent, and competitive food system. It addresses the pressing need for consistent animal welfare practices within the organic production sector and the enforcement of these practices. The push for this transformative rule is rooted in the strong interests of consumers and the organic industry, which actively engaged in the rulemaking process. Over 40,000 written comments were thoughtfully reviewed by the USDA during the drafting of this final rule. Moreover, a listening session held in August of 2022 provided a platform for public comments and insights on the proposed rule, further informing the development of the OLPS rule. The OLPS rule signifies a significant step toward enhancing animal welfare practices across the organic livestock and poultry sector. Within the final rule, six key areas are addressed with more uniform standards. OLPS introduces minimum outdoor space requirements for organic poultry, emphasizing ready access to the outdoors. These outdoor areas are required to be primarily soil-based and should incorporate vegetation to promote the well-being of animals. Shelter facilities must also offer adequate space for livestock to engage in natural behaviors. Bedding areas are mandated to be sufficiently large and comfortable to maintain livestock hygiene, ensuring they remain dry and free of lesions. The rule specifies indoor and outdoor stocking densities to ensure alignment with advisory board recommendations, third-party animal welfare standards, and the feedback received from organic stakeholders. Producers are tasked with maintaining preventative health care practices, which encompass proper nutrition and comprehensive parasite prevention plans. The humane treatment of animals is emphasized, and allowed medicines are to be administered to minimize pain, stress, and suffering. This standard applies even if an animal loses its organic status. Physical alterations are allowed solely for identification and safety purposes with specific restrictions. Alterations must be carried out in a manner that minimizes pain and stress, and certain alterations are prohibited altogether. The practice of humane euthanasia is permitted only when treatment is no longer an option. The OLPS rule mandates that operations provide a detailed plan to ensure the maintenance of organic management and animal welfare during transportation exceeding 8 hours. The mode of transport must be seasonally appropriate to protect livestock from extreme weather conditions. Furthermore, operations are required to adhere to USDA, FSIS, humane slaughter standards, reinforcing the welfare of animals throughout the entire process. The OLPS rule is designed to empower organic livestock and poultry farmers, ranchers, and businesses by creating an even playing field. Importantly, it aligns organic standards with the expectations of consumers concerning animal welfare, thereby increasing consumer trust in the USDA organic label. This transformational step not only supports the growth of the organic sector, but also fosters a fairer, more competitive, and transparent food system. This momentous announcement underscores the USDA's unwavering commitment to safeguard the integrity of the USDA organic seal and maintain the confidence of the consumer in this label. The organic sector represents an increasingly vital component of American agriculture, and the OLPS rule is a major stride toward enhancing oversight and enforcement, reinforcing consumer trust in organic products. The final rule is poised to be published in the Federal Register, marking a significant milestone in strengthening the organic regulations and advancing transparency and fairness within the organic sector. Moving on, the global food waste crisis has reached a critical juncture, demanding immediate and comprehensive solutions. Startling statistics reveal that food waste, especially when it decomposes in landfills, significantly contributes to greenhouse gas emissions, notably methane. In response, on-site anaerobic digestion, also known as AD, has emerged as a game-changing solution to tackle food waste and its environmental consequences. It is imperative that we address food waste to combat climate change effectively. The numbers are staggering, with approximately one-third of the world's food production going to waste, equating to over 1.3 billion tons discarded annually. What's more concerning is that the decomposition of this food waste in landfills generates methane, a potent greenhouse gas that can be up to 28 times more impactful than carbon dioxide. These methane emissions from food waste significantly contribute to overall greenhouse gas emissions, exacerbating climate change. The International Energy Agency notes that methane is responsible for around 30% of the rise in global temperature since the Industrial Revolution. Anaerobic digestion, a method with roots dating back thousands of years, provides a promising solution to food waste crisis. This chemical process breaks down organic materials into biogas, a renewable energy source, and digestate, a nutrition-rich fertilizer. This technology has a strong track record in converting food waste into valuable resources with minimal environmental impact. Jump Energy has played a pivotal role by miniaturizing this technology, making it accessible to a wide range of organizations, including supermarkets, universities, food manufacturing facilities, utilities, and residential communities. This approach empowers businesses and communities to take responsibility of their food waste and harness the energy it produces, contributing to a more sustainable future. Chomp's on-site anaerobic digestion sets itself apart from off-site anaerobic digestion by converting food waste into a renewable energy source directly at the source. This approach offers several advantages, including availability of on-site biogas, enabling businesses and communities to save on fuel costs and generate heat, hot water, or electricity. Reduction of transportation-related emissions and expense due to elimination of long-distance hauling of food waste, eligibility for tax incentives, and carbon credits for organizations implementing on-site anaerobic digestion rather than third-party project developers. Take Island Springs Organics, for example. The practicality of Chomp's on-site anaerobic digestion technology. By implementing on-site anaerobic digestion, Island Springs has transformed its tofu production byproduct, food waste, into valuable resources beneficial to its business and the Vashon Island community. The biogas produced serves as a renewable energy source, partly meeting the energy needs of the tofu factory. This reduces dependency on traditional fossil fuels, contributing to a greener operation. Additionally, the remaining biogas fuels cars on Vashon Island, offering a sustainable transportation solution. The digestate generated during the anaerobic digestion process is a nutrient-rich biofertilizer used to enhance agricultural practices, promoting a closed-loop system. The biofertilizer from the tofu digestion process is distributed among local farms, with the delivery truck running on the very biogas produced by the anaerobic digester. The result? Remarkable crop yields surpassing those achieved with conventional fertilizers. The benefits include healthier soil, enhanced plant growth, and a move towards circular, sustainable agriculture practices. On-site anaerobic digestion, championed by Chomp Energy, is poised to revolutionize how we address food waste, minimize greenhouse gas emissions, and generate renewable energy. The success story of Island Spring Organics demonstrates the tangible and positive impact of the technology, not only in terms of energy production, but also in supporting sustainable agriculture and reducing waste. This approach represents a crucial step toward a greener, more efficient future. This episode of Sneedcast Industry Update is proudly brought to you by our latest line of Sneedpak liquid filling machines. Whether you're dealing with low or high viscosity materials, we offer a range of full-size and desktop liquid filling machines tailored to meet your specific needs. Our innovative filling machines can seamlessly handle anywhere from 20 to 70 bottles per minute, with performance depending on factors such as bottle size, filling volume, and material viscosity. With this enhanced precision and speed, you can shift your focus from manual filling to expanding your business. But wait, there's more. We're excited to announce a special financing offer in partnership with Providence Capital, making your equipment, including filling, coating, marking, packaging, and labeling, more accessible than ever. For every purchase financed between $5,000 to $10,000, we're offering $395 off. Opt for equipment exceeding $10,000 and enjoy an even more substantial $595 discount. This exclusive deal is available until the end of the year, so seize the opportunity to save on your investments and drive your business forward. And we've gone into our last story for the episode. The manufacturing industry faces a critical challenge, the competition for female talent. In today's corporate landscape, the significance of talent diversity cannot be overemphasized. CEOs globally are increasingly focusing on talent diversity as a central business priority, recognizing its pivotal role in enhancing overall business performance. Diverse workforces offer numerous advantages, including increased innovation, a stronger corporate culture, and improved bottom-line revenue. However, the manufacturing sector lags in attracting female candidates, particularly for advanced and senior roles. Despite women making up 58.6% of the U.S. workforce, they represent only 29% of the manufacturing workforce. The Manufacturing Institute launched the 35 by 30 campaign, aiming to increase the share of women in the manufacturing workforce to 35% by 2030. Real-world success stories like Wacker Chemical Corporation's USA, a polysilicone manufacturer, shows the tangible impact of such initiatives in enhancing female representation. The manufacturing industry can learn valuable lessons from experiences at Wacker and advancing gender diversity. Here are some opportunities that can be applied industry-wide to support women's career progression in manufacturing roles. Encouraging women's active participation in manufacturing trade organizations, whether gender-specific or not, is crucial. The National Manufacturing Association, also known as NAM, and Women in Manufacturing, also known as WIM, play significant roles. NAM fosters a favorable business environment and promotes economic growth, while WIM focuses on attracting, retaining, and advancing women in manufacturing careers. Participation in such forums empower women to contribute their knowledge and expertise to shape critical industry decisions. Community engagement is pivotal in recruiting and retaining female employees in manufacturing. Statistics show that employees, including women, value companies that foster a culture of giving back to the community and encourage volunteerism. Manufacturers engaging in community outreach create an environment where female talent feels valued, empowered, and connected to a larger purpose, fostering loyalty and commitment. For Women by Women programs play a significant role in recruiting and retaining female workers. Having relatable female role models within the company is crucial, as highlighted in a recent PwC report. By actively promoting and celebrating female leadership and achievements, these programs attract more female talent and contribute to retaining existing female employees, fostering a sense of belonging and empowerment. The competition for female talent in the manufacturing industry is a genuine concern, and the importance of a talent diversity is recognized globally as a business priority. Diverse workforces drive improved business performance, innovation, corporate image, and customer satisfaction. Empowering women in the manufacturing sector not only enhances individual careers, but also contributes to the growth of economies and the thriving of communities. Make sure to stay tuned for our next episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, and make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell down below to stay up to date with all of our great content. Follow our social media platforms to see all of our updates, and let us know what topics you'd like to see us talk about here on the show. We look forward to hearing from you all. Bye, guys.